It's Marketplace Tech for Monday the 28th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. On Mondays, we often like to talk big ideas. So how about turning Rwanda into the next Silicon Valley? A new initiative in the country hopes to do just that by building what it's calling a knowledge-based economy. Lerato Mbele has been looking at this for the BBC. Lerato, good morning.
Good day. Hello.
So what does a knowledge-based economy mean in Rwanda?
Well, effectively, President Paul Kagame has outlined Vision 2020 as the building block of reconstructing Rwanda after the 1994 genocide, creating an IT hub, creating jobs, empowering people with skills. Now, in order to do that, what NGOs and donors have done is help the president introduce a one laptop per child program. And the idea is if you can get children computer literate and tech savvy at a young age, then it's easier to foster innovation. That would require a lot of skills and technology.
You've been to some of these schools. Tell me, if you would, what they look like.
What I saw was the EPAC primary school in the capital, Kigali. On the surface, it just looks like an ordinary brown brick primary school with a football pitch and little preschoolers playing their games. But inside, each child has been sponsored with a laptop. There's Wi-Fi. And so these kids have become very computer literate, tech savvy, and they're able to confer with their peers in other parts of the world and share knowledge.
When are we going to see some of this innovation that Rwanda is hoping to foster?
So, considering that the program was started 5 years ago, if you do the maths, 12 years from now, when these are graduates, high school graduates going into university, you can imagine how adept they will be with technology and the sorts of things they'll be able to come up with by way of innovation. And that's what the government is gunning for, a new generation of software engineers and tech-savvy citizens.
Now, beyond one laptop per child, are there other tech policies being implemented here?
The challenge is Rwanda's got about 12 million people and only 8% of those 12 million have access to the internet. And what the government's trying to do is fast track that so that in the next few years, 95% of the population has access. But whilst they're doing that, they're investing in education, they're investing in healthcare, in rural development, in new services. But ICT is the backbone of this whole policy.
Lerato Mbele is presenter of the Africa Business Report on the BBC World News. Lerato, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And before we go, take a listen to this. What you're hearing is an algorithm. Apparently, there's a whole genre of YouTube videos that not only assign visuals but audio to computer algorithms that sort information. This one's called a radix sort. They should call it a radical sort. If you want to geek out and maybe slip into computer-generated hypnosis today, watch and listen to more on our website, marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.